What's going on, yo? Welcome back to God is My Judge podcast. And I was trying to do something a little different today, you know. First of all, it's Saturday. Normally, I never do a podcast on Saturday. I never even think about doing work on a Saturday. But, you know, when you want your dreams to come true, when you have a vision in mind, there is no time for breaks. There is no time for sleep. There is no time to stop. You know, just like the world keeps going, we got to keep going too. We got to keep on fighting. We got to keep on pushing. And, you know, until I get it exactly how I want it, exactly how I envision it, I'm not going to stop. And I feel like maybe that's part of the reason why I chose that beat for today, or chose this song for today. It was from A Boogie with the Hoodie. Yes, I said A Boogie with the Hoodie. Hey, don't ask me questions. I just follow along, you know. I don't make this shit up. But great song, great artist, and it's the song Come Closer. And it's actually funny because it's from the Hoodie Season album that he had made. And it really captures the idea, or the album cover really captures the idea of, you know, trying to block out noise, you know, keeping your head down. And even when, you know, shit ain't going your way, even though, you know, the storm's brewing, you gotta stay focused. You gotta close all that white noise out. You gotta, you know, bring your dreams closer. And the only way to do it is to go ahead and get closer to it. Grasp it. You know, there, no one's stopping us besides ourselves sometimes, you know. And I know from what I've experienced, I have been the biggest manipulator in my own life. I've been the constant procrastinator in my life, and I've just constantly been, I guess, sabotaging myself. That is the word I was looking for. Sabotaging myself. And it's not like I'm doing it on purpose or anything. It's not like I'm forcefully wanting to sabotage my life to, you know, make it worse for myself. That's the last thing I want to do. You know, I try to work or maneuver around things that pretty much just will get in my way. You know, it's like I continuously say that life is, you know, a road, that we're on a path. And sometimes, you know, the road isn't paved. You know, sometimes the road is going to be bumpy. Sometimes there's speed bumps, potholes, trash on the ground. I mean, you know, obstacles, just straight obstacles, always constantly getting thrown in front of us. And hey, yeah, we can, you know, sit back and kick our feet up and sit on the couch, stuff our face, and, you know, get fat until we die. You know, sure, you know, some people, you know, are already doing that. And some people enjoy doing that. You know, I have no disrespect towards those people, you know, but if you want to, you know, be something and do something, be about it. Don't just sit there and slouch and or whine and cry over what people have or what people don't have, and what you've struggled, and kind of dwelling on the past that makes you not push yourself. Like, that's not the motive, or it shouldn't be the motive. It shouldn't be knocking yourself down when you already have something going for you, you know? Just for, like, the longest times I've believed, or I thought, you know, it's the other person. It's the other person. I was pointing fingers, like I've mentioned before, not to do. I used to, you know, point fingers. I used to not take the blame on, you know, put the blame on someone else. I'm the one who took responsibility of certain actions, but then I would blame someone for making me lose concentration, for making me lose focus, for someone, you know, who is mentally thinking, mentally, you know, processing things. My brain doesn't stop. So I always try to point out or figure out like the math equation that I continue to use as life. I try to figure out, how'd I get my answer wrong, or why everything went so wrong? So if, you know, if you put two and two together and the outcome doesn't come out to be what you want it to be, then it's almost, you know, you have to go back to your work and figure out where you made your mistake and where you went wrong, where your mistake is and where you went wrong. That's what I am saying now. But back then, I'm just like, it had to be, you know, I was so like on it. I was so determined that this was the reason that this person didn't give me a chance. This person didn't hear me out. This person that. This person this. And it's just like, bro, take a second to first, you know, relax. Breathe. And then figure it out. But don't blame anybody beside yourself. Like I've mentioned all this week, misery does love company. And people will throw anything at you on your path to either hurt you, to see you down, just see you in the trenches, you know? See you just full of shit and not being able to be resurrected almost at that point. You know, I always love the saying, you know, you can forgive, but you can never forget. And it's the straight up truth. You know, sometimes in certain scenarios, we have to be the bigger person. We literally have no choice to almost become the bigger person. Because if we're not the bigger person, who are we really? Are we just as good or just as bad as the person who's pointing fingers or arguing and trying to, you know, get their point across? And because they're not heard, they're almost beating a dead horse, trying to have everybody on the same page, have everybody listening to them and make sure that everybody knows that they're correct. Like, whoa, like, that's too much. Like, not everybody's always correct all the damn time. That's number one. Number two, it's a team effort. Like, we gotta work together. Why are we coming at each other, you know, stepping on each other, sabotaging each other, let alone ourselves? So we're sabotaging ourselves, and then our closest person or people sometimes are sabotaging us. And then for a third time, when we leave that person, we have that energy and we have that vibe of that person, so then we believe that the world is taking it out on us, that when everything else is going wrong, we blame life, we blame God for not listening, we blame other people besides ourselves. And that's not right. Sometimes we have to look ourselves in the mirror, you know? Like, when I mean really look ourselves in the mirror, I'm not talking about, oh, you know, brush your teeth, not, you know, doing your hair, you know, washing your face. No, fuck that. No. Yes, you can self-care. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying not to do that. But what I mean, really look at yourself in the mirror. I mean, really take in every detail. Really ask yourself questions and look at yourself in the eyes and ask, Am I being true to myself? Am I lying to myself? Because those two questions, and I had another question that I can't think of at the very moment, but those two questions, and if you ask yourself, and you're already saying no to being truthful and trying to cover up that with a lie by saying that you're being truthful, we got a lot of work to do, people. You know, I will always say, it starts with the mind, the brain, your head. If you don't got a good head on your shoulders, then I don't know where you looking or where you going. Because as much as I'm aware of where I'm at and how my life is going and the path I'm at, the next person has to be aware of themselves as well. You can't depend on other people to be aware for you. You can't have other people to pay attention for you. It's just like when you're trying to take a test. I mean, yeah, you can cheat and, you know, get the answers from someone else, but you're not really helping yourself. You're not learning anything. You're learning best ways not to get caught and not retain what you need to learn sometimes. Yeah, okay, sure. Okay, school's maybe not the best, you know, example, since there are a lot of things that we learn in school that we don't know or don't remember, you know, 5, 10, 20, 30 years later. I mean, and then sometimes we, you know, there's just certain things that stick. And what we have to stick with is what works for us. What works for humans as a guarantee fact. Positivity goes a long way. Positivity always wins in the end. Positivity will get you to the leader you want to see yourself as. The leader that you are born to be. The leader that we all learn and we've witnessed as we've gone through life. We've always had a person or a role model or someone we look up to that I want to be just like them. And it's, you know, it's funny. I'm just trying to think if I had a person like that, because when I was growing up, I have always viewed celebrities and famous artists differently. I never wished I wanted their life or the lifestyle. I mean, in a way, yes, maybe the way they are being looked at, that was probably the way I want to be seen. But I didn't need all the money and the fame and the glamour to, you know, just to put me on a higher pedestal than us hardworking people. I mean, I understand there's certain classes and that there's rules to this shit and society has, you know, made it that way, but do we really need to always follow society? Can we change something for once? You know, as those people that force the change, they're not accepting to the change. You know, it's almost like, because I've already been dealing with change and now that I'm springing it on you, I had no time to deal with it. So now you have to deal with it the way I dealt with it. Like, whoa. Even just getting all of that out, I felt the aggression, the pain and hurt. And it's just like, bro, you haven't healed long enough to kind of make others feel comfortable in a time of change. I feel like that's why people become like counselors and therapists and work psychology, because they want to help people in a different way. And it starts with you, you know? It starts with your willpower, your mindset, your spirit. I mean, the list is endless, but if you don't start, then what are you doing? We can't just settle. I mean, I know that's how history has shown it. You know, you go to a place and then you settle before going to somewhere else. Yes, but at least those people were exploring. They were still, you know, on a scavenger hunt to find new land, find new people, find new... They weren't really trying to find new cultures, but they found it. You know what I'm saying? So they still took the time. Well, sometimes they didn't have a choice, but they had the time, you know, to explore and branch out and see what else is out there in the world. This world is so large, but it is so small at the same time. It's mind-blowing. But there's no better time than the present, you know? And as much as we might believe that change is good and bad, it's more good than it is bad. Because we're so... What we think about bad is the fact that, oh, we're not going to be doing the same thing we've been doing this entire time. And I'm sorry, but I don't want to be doing the same thing for 50, 60 years. Especially if I don't like it. Like, it's not going to be fun, and it's not going to be it. But I guess the message, and on my rant for today, is the time is now. Don't be a bitch. Take life by the fucking horns, bro. Grasp that shit. Take control before it pretty much, you know, takes control of you. You know, whatever is going to take control of you is going to show no mercy. So why should you show it mercy? You have to continue to fight. Fight, fight, and fight. And just with that said, I hope you guys have a blessed Saturday, a wonderful weekend. I hope you guys are staying warm over here in the East Coast, because it is brick out here. And if you don't know what brick means, brick is considered hard. So hard is considered cold. When you're hard, you're cold, you're mean. So that's what it is referred to as in our Bostonian slogans. I feel like one day I'm going to have to break down some of the stuff I say if I use any slang words. But like I said, enjoy the weekend. If you're not in Mass, if you're not in the cold weather, I'm jealous. That's all I gotta say. But hope you guys are enjoying it. Still with all your loved ones. Just because Thanksgiving is over doesn't mean you don't give thanks, guys. So I'm giving thanks to my listeners who are starting to, you know, pick up a little bit. So I am thankful for that. I am appreciative of that. If you guys are just listening now, I'm officially now on Apple Podcasts. I'm on iHeartRadio, I'm on Spotify. I am just slowly trying to get out there, trying to slowly, you know, get the ball rolling up this steep, steep hill and see where the ball takes me. But if you guys have questions, if you have comments, if you have anything you want to reach out, please do. I have an official Instagram page. God1S, my judge, for God is my judge. It is going to be my podcast motivational page where I post videos, post pictures, quotes. I mean, any advice you guys have, suggestions, I am open to anything that you guys will bring to my attention. So with that said, God bless. May the Lord be with you guys. Keep your head up. Stay positive for the mind, body, and soul. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Appreciate y'all. God bless.